An undercurrent in American society went mainstream as President Donald Trump won back the White House. An online movement of men who hold misogynistic views burst onto the scene during the campaign in social media and podcasts. It's called the Manosphere. And a UW-Madison assistant professor at the La Follette School of Public Affairs conducted a research study of how and why this ideology took political hold. We sat down with Mariel Barnes to talk about it.
What is the Manosphere?
In our paper, we talk about the Manosphere as a collection of kind of websites, blogs that look or put forward a particular perspective that advocate hatred for women and advocate anti-feminist ideologies and advocate against gender equality and view kind of men as victims in modern day society. So we started with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have a list of websites that they classified as anti-feminist Manosphere websites. And so we went through and we read all of these websites. And then each of these websites often has like recommendations for other people that, you know, their readers should read. And so we went through those websites as well and kind of read all of those websites and collected over 100 different websites that could be classified as being in the Manosphere. And so we have data for all of those websites for every year that they were in existence.
Looking at it over time, how has the Manosphere changed?
We see the Manosphere really not being a thing until about 2008, 2009. So before then, you'd really had a couple of websites, a couple of people who were involved in it. A lot of time they were really involved in like fathers' rights and custody issues. There was some allegations about like reverse discrimination and court cases around reverse discrimination, but there wasn't a lot. And then you get to 2008, and all of a sudden you see this like uptick in like the number of websites and the number of blogs growing. The other way I think it's changed over time is just the sheer number of people who are reading these blogs. So the growth of the internet and the growth of high-speed internet, the growth of personal blogging allowed these people to reach a wider audience. And it allowed people to find, or it allowed men to find other men who shared their perspectives, and so they could all talk together and network together, which before kind of the internet you really didn't have. They've joined kind of the alt-right. They've joined white supremacist groups. They've joined anti-LGBT groups. They've joined more populist politics, so what we see under Trump. And so the need for a specific blog that looks at, you know, men's rights is less necessary because it's now been incorporated into this bigger phenomenon and this bigger movement.
How does the Manosphere intersect with violence?
What we see is that the more isolated these groups are, the more likely they are to engage, we hypothesize the more likely they are to engage in very public acts of violence against people. And so one of the most isolated groups, both from women and from other men themselves, are incel groups. And that's why we see a lot of mass shootings and massacres emerging from those groups. But then there's other kinds of violence that emerge. So that's the very public version. Then you have groups like pickup artists, which want to sleep with as many women as possible. And they have a whole range of techniques for doing that and picking up women. But we hypothesize that because they need to interact with women in that way, they're actually more inclined to commit kind of private violence and sexual assault and rape against women.
Having done this research, what would you like to see come of it?
I think I would like more people to know about the Manosphere and that this is a insidious movement that has suddenly like taken on kind of a life of its own and has become mainstream. I think for a long time it was ignored by a lot of parts of society, and that has not helped us. I don't think we can ignore extreme views. I think we need to confront them, and I think when they move into the mainstream we need to acknowledge like where they have come from. So a lot of the thing, I struggle a lot with people like Joe Rogan, right? Because I think that he has, and other people like him, have sane-washed these more extreme views so they become more palatable to a wider audience, and a wider audience thinks, oh, that's not unreasonable. And yet, at its heart, like the very heart of the issue is it is unreasonable and it is anti-women and it is anti-gender equality, and it's just not recognized as such. So paying attention, I think, to the movements like the Manosphere that are extreme is important. And I hope that's kind of what my work draws attention to.